This is Josie Milliner, and you're listening to the Variety Radio Online.
Like flowers in this vase, he just brought them home one day. Ain't they beautiful, he says. They've been here in the kitchen and the water's turning gray. They're sitting in a vase, but now they're dead. Dead flowers. I feel like this long string of lights, they lit up our whole house on Christmas Day. But now it's January and the bulbs have all burned out, but still they hang like dead flowers.
Welcome to the Variety Radio Online. We are dedicated to our fans. We love bringing you news, reviews, and interviews from the world of entertainment. I'm your host, Michelle, and today I have a young and upcoming country star with me. Her name is Josie Milliner. Welcome, Josie.
Thank you.
So how are you doing today?
I am doing great. It's a little cold here in Missouri, but besides that, it's good.
Are you excited that fall's here? I love the fall. I'm in Georgia. I just love the fall. So.
Oh, I definitely do love the fall, especially all the colors and the leaves. And the fall weather is kind of around the ideal weather, so I'm definitely very excited for it.
Yeah, me too. what I'd like to do for our listeners, since some of them, our listeners may be being introduced to you for the first time, I'd love for you to back up and tell us kind of when you started singing and kind of what kind of got you into kind of where you're at now. So a little bit of your beginning, and also when you started playing the guitar.
Definitely. I've been singing pretty much all my life. Growing up, I was always either humming a song or singing along to the radio or listening to a CD or just something. So I was always singing to myself or to other people or whatnot. And before I got my band together, before I started doing music, I did rodeo for 8 years. And at my rodeos, I would sing the national anthems. And so that was one more thing that I tied into my singing. And it was actually about 3 years ago now, I had the chance to sing at the National Guitar Convention in St. Louis. And I was so excited for it. I was able to sing on the main stage, and for me, that was a whole new experience. And so, you know, I got up there, and I was kind of freaking out a little bit at first. It was so new to me. But, you know, I got up there, and I sang, and I loved it so much. And just be able to be up in front of the crowd and know that they're all eyes around me, I love the feeling of it. And, you know, whenever I got off, I had people coming up to me and talking about, telling me how they really enjoy my performance and how they thought they could see me going far in the career, and they really needed to try it out. And so, you know, that's kind of a new thing for me. So when I talk to my parents about it, they're like, let's try it. Let's see how it goes. So I held auditions, and I got a band together, and I started playing out and started working on this career. And, you know, things are doing really well for me. And as far as the guitar, I'm I like to say I'm an expert at a beginner for it. I pick it up quite frequently, but it's just I'll pick it up for about a week, and then I'll set it back down for about a month, and pick it up for a week, and set it back down for a month. And so I'm good with a couple songs. I'm just not playing a whole bunch of songs yet. So I'm an expert at being a beginner at it.
That counts. I mean, you know, you got to start somewhere, and that counts.
It all has to count somewhere.
Absolutely. And you have to say, the blue guitar in the picture looks amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. My parents actually got me that guitar for my 13th birthday, so I'm trying to play and get some sort of use out of it.
Well, it does make a great picture, too, so I thought it was a very cute picture.
It does look very good in pictures, yes.
Yes. So you spoke about the radio. So you actually were in the circuit, right? You competed in the radio circuit, correct?
I did. I did youth radio. I was part of the Christian Youth Radio Association, which traveled within Missouri and Kansas. And we went all over Missouri and Kansas. There was never really any places that we visited more often than others.
Okay. So having kind of that base of network of friends and fans that are part of the rodeo, did that help? Were you able to bring some of those fans over to follow you in the music world? Did that help have kind of a base?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, growing up and doing rodeo, that definitely made me respect country music a lot more. And I've had a lot of people coming out to my shows that I used to rodeo with, and they think it's so weird to see me up on stage instead of on a horse. And, you know, it's so cool. I had a show about a month ago in Gardner, Kansas, which is where a lot of my rodeo friends live. And they all came out and watched me, and they're all so excited about it. And it was just really cool to be able to see them in the audience and know that they still support me, even though I'm not in the arena and I'm up on stage. So it was really cool, and it's so awesome to know that people still want to have some sort of contact with me. I was pretty excited.
That is great. That's fun that, you know, you have that kind of support that's been unique and different, and they're following you. What country musician do you look up to or maybe has been an inspiration, or any musician that's been an inspiration for you?
I have a lot of inspiration for country music. I'd always like to say that, of course, artists like Patsy Cline and Timmy Wynette and George Jones and Hank Williams and all the people who made country music and all the people who you think of when you think of country music are people who influence me and inspire me, because they are the ones that went out there and proved people wrong and made country music rememberable and put it on the map. And so, you know, I always love to say to them people, but for today, with how country music has changed, Miranda Lambert is a really big influence on me. Mm-hmm. I love Miranda Lambert. I just think she's a great person, and I think she's really humble and down to earth, and she doesn't care what people think about her. She's really spontaneous, and I just think she's an awesome person. So Miranda Lambert's definitely a very big influence, too. But like I said, I have a lot of people who impact my music.
That's amazing. That's great. And I love Patsy Cline. I'm a little bit older than you, but I've always loved Patsy Cline. I think she just has a beautiful classic voice. And when I listened to your version, I thought you did a great job. I really, really enjoyed it, because Patsy has one of those – she's Patsy, you know. And so when somebody redoes a song, you have to, think about it. And you did a great job.
Well, thank you. Walking After Midnight, whenever I decided to do that one, that was a song that – I love Patsy Cline, so I want to do one of her songs. I just did not know which one because she had so many great ones. And so, I decided on that one because I thought, hey, a lot of people know this one. It's probably one of her most well-known songs. And so I was like, let's do this one. Let's make it my own and let's do it and see how it turns out. And so far, I've had a lot of good feedback from it. A lot of people say they really like it. So that definitely makes me feel proud and happy to know that people like that song, even though it is a Patsy Cline song, but they still like it.
That's right. How do you balance, and I think you're close to graduating or have just graduated, how do you balance being a teenager and trying to build a music career? Because that's not easy, I'm sure.
It gets pretty crazy at times. I'm still actually a senior in high school, so I have a year left. But it's like I said, it does get pretty crazy at times. Last year, I actually had to miss a couple of weeks of school for being on radio tours or having to leave early to go to a show or any of that. But my school is really starting to work with me on, they know that I'm not doing my career and not just out skipping school. And so my teachers are able to give me my work before I leave so I can get that all turned in before I leave so I'm still caught up when I get back. And so I've been really fortunate for that so I can keep my grades up. I am a National Honor Society student and a straight-A student. And so for me to obtain
those
grades, I'm very happy for my teachers to be able to help me out with that. There was one time I got a B+ freshman year, and I cried for hours. I was so upset about it. And so I'm definitely very happy that my teachers are working with me on that.
That's important, too, to find that balance and that they're supporting you. Nothing like hometown support, no matter what it is, teachers or your family and friends. Your first kind of your break was a little unusual. 3 years ago, your song and your career kind of went international pretty quickly. How did you feel about that, and how did that happen for you to hit internationally, pretty rapidly?
Oh, my gosh. That was so awesome for me. Like you said, it did happen very fast. And my single that I released, Dead Flowers, is actually a cover of Miranda Lambert's Dead Flowers. Once again, my influence. And that song was played internationally. It's played in Belgium, Japan, Australia, and a whole bunch of different countries. And so for me to have that pretty much my first single I released for that to happen, holy smokes, I was so excited about it. Whenever we found out, my mom, my parents, and I both, when we found out about it, we just kind of looked at each other like, you've got to be kidding me already? What? And, we were definitely very excited about that. And for me to know that people all over the world were listening to me, that was so exciting. And it really made me realize that I do have a chance with this career, and I can take this career far. So it was definitely very awesome for me.
You know, I thought about, when I read your bio, one person that jumped out to me was, and I'll tell you why, was Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan does hometown concerts where he goes to, he's from Georgia, and even though he does a lot of big major concerts, obviously, he's Luke Bryan now, but he goes back and he does tours across Georgia and Alabama in small towns. And I noticed your bio saying that you're trying to reach out in several of your states. You know, you just really kind of reminded me of wanting to really reach that kind of fan base and make sure that, fans in small towns are learning and hearing about you. Have you thought about kind of doing that hometown circuit like Luke Bryan?
Definitely. And like you said, we are trying to branch out to some other states. We have been able to down kind of farther in the Boot Hill, Missouri, so we're getting down there a little bit farther, slowly but surely we're getting there. But traveling around my home states are kind of where I'm wanting to start with. I want people to realize who I am and where I'm coming from and that I'm not just someone popping out of the ground. And I'm actually working at this and trying really hard and trying to build a fan base like you're supposed to. And I want people to know that I'm really wanting to do this, and I love this career. And so to be able to have a fan base of people really supporting me and knowing that this is what I want to do is what I'm really trying to work for. And so far, it's been really good. I've been very blessed with all the experiences and opportunities I've had. And it's just been so awesome. And I'm constantly always having people contacting me and telling me about how they love what I'm doing and everything that's tied into my music. And so, it's Definitely, yeah, and hopefully next year, hopefully with the summer of next year with the fairs, we'll be able to branch out a little bit further.
No, I hope so, I hope so. Something else that you mentioned in your bio that our radio station feels real strongly about is that, in fact, in California with the Comic-Con, we were actually part of an anti-bullying coalition where we had kind of different stars and celebrities come out and talk about anti-bullying, and we even had Girl Scouts and all the different organizations that in the variety of anti-bullying. And as you know, anti-bullying can range from picking on someone because they're a geek to picking on someone who likes country because they're redneck to for no reason at all, because anti-bullying is just, it's so strange how people bully each other. But today with social media, here's what I'd like to ask you, because I noticed that you seem to at least understand where this anti-bullying is coming from. With social media, it's so easy to get bullied on Twitter and different things for something that is misunderstood. It's so easy to bully now. What would you say, because you are young and it is tough to be strong in different areas, what would you say to another young person who's either looking to become a singer or to branch out and do something and they get picked on about what they're doing or who they are?
Well, you know, it's always heartbreaking to hear people and stories and stuff like that. And so what I always like to say is don't let people try to tear you down. If there's something you love doing, something that makes you happy, do it. All that matters is if you're happy. Who cares what everyone else thinks about you? No matter what you choose to do, no matter what your career field, no matter what your interest, you're always going to have someone in the background saying, oh, my gosh, that's a complete waste of time. There's no reason for you to do that. So you just kind of have to push that in the back of your mind and not even pay attention to it. I know with this career, I've been doing this for about, like I said, about 3 years now, and I'm still finding people who are saying, you're not going to go anywhere, you better just give up now, it's a waste of time. And, you know, if I would have listened to that when I first started, I never would have got anywhere at this. And obviously, I'm doing something. And so I just haven't let it get to me. And that's what you have to do. You just have to, like I said, you just push it in the back of your mind, and you can't let people try to tear you down. And as far as bullying, you know, if someone is bullying you and trying to call you names and saying things about you that are completely unnecessary, you need to at least tell someone or step up and say, hey, leave me alone, and don't let it continue, because the more you let it continue, the worse it's going to get, and you never know where it's going to lead. And so definitely tell someone and try to get the help and support that you so really need whenever you have a moment like that. And like I was saying before, I'm having people tell me stories of being bullied in high school or even their children being bullied, and I don't understand it. I don't understand why people do it. And so, like I said, all I like to say is just make sure you stand up for yourself. Don't let people tell you that you're no good and you're never going to do anything. And just do what makes you happy. Don't let anyone tell you that it's not gonna work. Just don't listen to them. That's what you have to do. You just have to make sure you're happy and really believe in yourself. And know that you're going to have support. Somewhere along the line, you will have support.
Absolutely. Well said. I think that they should stand up for themselves or at least tell someone and always know that someone will listen. Now, in the past 3 years, you've been on a whirlwind for 3 years. What has been your high moment, and what was a low moment?
Oh, my goodness. I've had so many, like I said, I've had so many amazing opportunities. As far as probably my most favorite one was whenever I opened up for Freddie Mercury. I'm always saying it's my favorite one because it's true. It was such an awesome show. It was a sold-out show, and you couldn't even move because it was so packed in there. And all the people were so excited and jumping up and down. And it was just really fun for me. I was able to really get into it. And one of my favorite things to talk about is they had a stage that I could walk out on. And people were, you know, how you see the concerts, they're trying to reach up and grab you and all that. And that's what they were doing to me. And so I was so excited about that. And I was kind of freaking out inside when it was happening. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so cool. And, you know, that was probably, that's been my most favorite concert we've had. And besides that, being nominated for the IMEA Awards has been really, really awesome for me. And also the Independent Music Awards. And I just have had a lot of amazing things happen to me. And as far as the low, I haven't really had anything that kind of tore me down. I've had a lot of positive experiences, and I've been very fortunate to have a lot of people steer me in the right direction so I don't have to worry about any of the negative occurrences. If I had to choose one, it might be having to keep the band together, finding the right players. That gets kind of hard whenever you get close to someone and they're just not working out with the rest of the band, so you have to let them go. So that's probably been the hardest part about that. But besides that, I've had it pretty good. I mean, I don't have a lot to complain about.
No, that's great. I mean, I'm so glad that your experience as a young and upcoming country star has really been so positive, and you have some great support network and support around you. So where are you currently? What do you have coming out? What are some of the goals, or what do you have in the works?
Well, for right now, we're trying to get my next single out. We were really hoping it would have been out by now, but things just haven't worked out. And so we're hoping, we're crossing our fingers, that it'll be out soon. And I'm very excited for this next single. It's completely different and not pretty enough. And it's upbeat and it's very fun. So I'm very excited for that one. And along with my single, we're working on the EP, so we can get my EP out too, at my shows. And then just keep playing out and making music and just building this career and taking it as far as I can. So I'm really working hard for it. And so far, it's paying off really good. So I'm hoping it'll just keep going.
That's great. What if I have some new listeners listening to you now and they want to hear your music or hear what's going on or where you may be as far as appearances, what social media or media outlet can they find you on?
You can find me pretty much anywhere. I am a little social butterfly. I am always checking my Facebook, my Twitter, and all that. But the easiest thing to do is probably just go to josiemiller.com, J-O-S-E-Y-M-I-L-N-E-R. And that's my website. That's where you can listen to my music. You can see pictures and all where I'm going to be at, my schedule, and all that fun stuff. And also on that page, I do have a link to all my other social media, my Facebook, my Twitter, my YouTube, and all of that. Like I said, I'm everywhere. I have all my links on there, so it's the easiest place to go. And I'm also on iTunes. I have Dead Flowers and Not Pretty Enough for Sale on iTunes. And, that's pretty much it.
I'll put a link to your website, to the interview. When we have the interview, there'll be like a little blog or your bio, and we'll make sure the website's there so people can click there and make sure they go to your website and check everything out. It's really been a pleasure having you.
Well, thank you. I definitely do really appreciate you having me.
As listeners, you can always follow us on Twitter at the VRO or go to our website, thevro.com, for all of our interviews, this wonderful interview with Josie Milner. I'd love to thank all our wonderful sponsors. You can find them on our website at Elite Accounting Services and Enchanticon. Again, this is Michelle, and you're listening to the Variety Radio Online.
Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broken? Do I cry too much? Am I too outspoken? I wait.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.